Hey, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Shamara James.
Hi, Shamara. And this is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we are speaking on a recorded line, and you would like to see if you do meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, that is right?
Yes.
All right. And then you do not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then you can affirm that you have not signed any paperwork in regards to this, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then what was your injury after taking Depo Provera?
I had my injury. Oh, I had what is it called? My injury. What the hell is it called? I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
The brain tumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the brain. And what was the diagnosis? Like the medical term they used.
The medical term with the diagnosis. It was the medical term.
Yeah, I only have to give you a hard time on this part. I'm sorry.
The medical term. It was just with the brain tumor.
Yeah, it was like, because it would be in a, like it would be, I can't really say. That's why I'm can't, And you received the Depo through a shot, correct, or a pill, or shot?
Shot.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you said it was of the brain, and I just and the medical term. What would it would be? It would just it would. I think it starts with an M.
Oh, the meningioma.
Okay. Yes, that is it. Thank you. And then meningioma, and then that was located where? And the,
yeah. It was in the brain.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I have to confirm it like that. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That's why I was like, I was.
No, it sounded like you knew what you were. It's just yeah. I had a lady the other day going men and I had to be like, was it?
Oh yeah, the meningioma.
Yeah, I know. God. It's harder to say. And then when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed with it. I was diagnosed with it February 8th, 2023.
February 8th, okay, 2023. Whoops. All right. And then, what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 3/15/98.
And do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera in a similar way or fashion that you were?
No.
Okay. And then you did consume the brand name Depo Provera. That is correct. The Pfizer.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how long did you use the Depo for? When did you start? When did you stop? You can just give me a rough estimate on the years.
I started using it May 2018, and I stopped around like July 22.
Okay. July 1st, 2022. So I put May of 2018 to July of 2022. And then...
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to the meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
And then, of course, you used it between 92 and present day, which had been 2008 to 2022. And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking of contraceptives for females, but can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And then first name is Shamara, Shamara.
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Shamara. Okay. And then last name James, James. And any suffixes to your name?
No.
No. Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the full social, you can just provide me with the last 4.
2591.
2591. Okay. Email I have for you is your first name, Shamara, and then g123@gmail.com.
Correct.
1 second. There we go. All right. And then this is the best number to reach on, 445-256-1259.
Yep.
And then this is a cell phone, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, what would be the best time, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon, please.
Okay. All right. And then what is your best physical address?
1324 North 53rd Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
19131. Okay. 1324 North 53rd Street, Philadelphia, PA. Is this a house, a condo, any apartment number to it?
House.
A house, okay. All right. And then the depot, was that administered to you by the doctor or the nurses? Or did you do it yourself?
I did it myself.
Yourself, okay. All right. And how many times were you did you inject yourself with the Depo-Provera in your lifetime? Would you say 10, 20, 15?
I don't really recall. So probably like 15, 20, I don't
Yeah,
know.
it just has to be an estimate. You would say around, I could put 15 or 20. What would you want me to put? Either one.
You could, yeah, 15 maybe.
15. Okay, yeah, that's fine. And then who prescribed you the depo?
Jonathan B.
Jonathan BEE.
His name is Jonathan B. Levin.
Dr.
Levyn. That's his last name.
Levyn, Philadelphia. I see him right here.
Yeah.
Did you go to him on Sheffield Avenue or F Street?
You said Sheffield Avenue, F Street.
F Street, okay.
Yeah.
All right. One second. And he is the one who prescribed it to you. Facility name, I'll put his name. The address is 3402 F Street, Philadelphia. Put the phone number down. And then what is a pharmacy you go to?
The pharmacy I was going to is Rite Aid. It's on City Line Avenue.
City
The
line.
address, yeah,
I'll
so it's
find it.
54.
I'll find it. Hold
Yeah.
on. 5040 City Line Avenue.
Yes,
Okay.
Philadelphia, PA 131.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Thank you. Thank you for having this on hand.
Yeah, I had to have it like that because I'll be forgetting.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
That's that. I know. That's why I was saying the only time I'm gonna give you a hard time is about the beginning when I had to get the medical term basically. So.
yeah. Managing, yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. Because it's not, you would remember it as a brain tumor, not a, yeah. You're not, yeah. And then the diagnosis for the meningioma, was that CT scan, MRI, or the way they obtained it? Was that CT or both?
Yeah, I had MRI blood test in about.
Okay. So MRI, you said MRI had cut out at the last one. Blood test, what was the last one?
And a biopsy.
And a biopsy. Okay. So I'll put MRI and biopsy. Okay. And then where were you diagnosed? What was the hospital's name?
The hospital that I was diagnosed was what was that? Oh, Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Hospital of the City of Pennsylvania. Is it the one on Spruce Street?
Yes.
Okay. Were you treated here as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me put both these down, this down for both. Put their phone number down. 3400 Spruce, their address. And the doctor's specialty, was he a neurologist, neurosurgeon?
Yeah, neurologist. I meant surgery. I'm sorry.
Neurosurgeon. Okay, you're good. Neurosurgeon. And then any previous cancer diagnosis? None. That was good. Okay. And then did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis before it?
No.
And then what treatments did you receive for your meningioma? Did you receive radiation treatment, radiation therapy, immunotherapy, medication?
That was active monitoring, brain surgery, and like steroids.
Steroids. And what was that? You said active
Monitoring. So like
monitoring.
monitoring.
Okay. Just keeping up with it. Monitoring. And did they give you any medications? I guess the steroids.
Yeah, steroids.
Okay. pain medication at all or no?
No.
Okay. Where's steroids active monitoring? And you were treated, you said, at also the same place you're diagnosed. Put this down. And then do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah.
What were the dates roughly you were hospitalized? Was it right when you were
Wait.
diagnosed or?
So you no, I wasn't. I was after I had the surgery, I was
Okay.
hospitalized, but never hospitalized before.
What were the dates? I just need a rough estimate.
The dates.
You can give me the month.
For what? With my treatment date
When,
or
no,
like
whenever you were, when you were hospitalized, like in that question, it's like, did you ever go to the hospital because of like a like it acting up or something? Not for the surgeries per se. Not hospitalized in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay, just for
No,
the
yeah.
just for the surgeries. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The active monitoring and stuff. Okay, I got you. And then an A. So I will put no in regards to this question then. Is that correct? Is that fine? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist for the meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, I would have to like change my password and stuff. I don't know.
No, you're good. No, you're good. I'll put no. That's fine. And then, you know what I'm talking about though, like the web login and stuff. You just don't know your password.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. And then, would you like to have an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
Okay. All right. NA, fix that one. And then I'm just going to confirm everything with you, and then I'm going to send you the DocuSign. And then from there, the lawyers will be able to reach out to you, okay? Let me just confirm all the spelling and stuff. Just hold on. One second, hold on. Did I mark a no on something? Sorry. Oh, here we go. And then, how many years, to the best of your knowledge, would you say you used Depo for? So, 2018 to 2022, that would have been around 6 years or so, five and a half, six. I'll just put I'll put five down just to be safe. And then, okay, yeah, that's why that was showing an error for me. Okay, and then let me just go over this all with you again. You would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney, and you're a resident of the United States. That is all correct.
Yes.
Okay. And then your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year was meningioma. That is correct.
Yes.
And that was of the brain.
Yes.
Okay. And then date of diagnosis would have been February 8th, 2023.
Yes.
Roughly. And then your birthday is 3/15/1998.
Yes.
And the dep you received the Depo-Provera in a shot. That is correct, not a pill.
Yes.
And it was the brand name. Used it for about 5 years altogether. Did have four injections prior to being diagnosed within 1 year, and did use it between 92 and present day, which would have been around May of 2018 till about July of 2022.
Correct.
And you, of course, are a female, Samara, Shamara, James, James, and last four. Is it okay if I repeat it?
Yeah.
2591, and that is all correct.
Yes.
Okay, and then email is samaraG123@gmail.com. This is the best number to reach on 445-256-1259. And the best way to reach out to you would be in the afternoons.
Correct.
Okay. And then address is 1324 North 53rd Street, Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Correct.
And then you were the one that administered the Depo-Provera to yourself, that is correct?
Correct.
And then that was about 15 times you administered to yourself in the years you took it. Prescribing doctor was Dr. Jonathan B. Levin, Levyn, and he was on 3402 F Street in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And then you went to Rite Aid on 5040 City Line Avenue in Philadelphia.
Correct.
And then they got the diagnosis method. It was obtained for the meningioma was MRI, biopsy, and then also blood work. And then you were at Hospital of University of Philadelphia on 3400 Spruce Street. And that is the same place you were treated as well. Same address I have down, steroids and active monitoring.
Yes.
And then no radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis, correct?
Right.
Family history, no. And then hospitalization for the meningioma was only for the surgery, so you marked it just as no. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then there are medical records that do exist for your meningioma, and you just don't have your MyChart log, and that is both correct.
Yes.
Okay. So I marked the MyChart as no, and the records as yes. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. One second. And then you should get a text in the next second or so.
Okay, got it. Click
And
it.
then you'll click on that link. It'll open up. It's a DocuSign. It's very self-explanatory, simple. And then once it opens up, you'll just want to say yes or allow. And then once you finish, I'll get an email and I'll send you this message with the lawyer's info. So let me know once you are in it. Just draw your signature the one time, and then after that, it will save it. And then from there, just tap everywhere it's yellow. I think there's two or three.
On it. Hold on, it's not letting me. I mean, to turn my phone around.
No, you're good. Take your time.
Way. Please sign.
You have to hit please sign, and then it'll open up to it. So you have to hit please agree, and then you'll hit continue, then start, and then once you yeah, that's all. Yeah, no, that part's confusing. I don't know why it does that. It makes it seem like you have to sign on that page. I know. I have people that get confused on that all the time.
I'm like, huh?
And then draw your signature as best as you can, or select a style, just as long as you don't draw a line or just a squiggle. And then once you do adopt and confirm, or adopt style or save, yeah, there you completed it. And then let me send you this message. It's Ben Martin. Let me just make sure this is the firm. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. And then Miss James, this law firm A4D slash Ben Martin will be reaching out to you probably within like 24 to 48 hours. But if you don't hear from them in 7 days, please do reach out. I just text you from that 949 number. It says it's Jeremy Perlman in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. That's my direct number. If you don't hear from them in a week, basically by next Wednesday, call me and I will either get an update for you or transfer you over to them. And then yeah, I do thank you so much for your time. You do have a wonderful day. I'm sorry about in the beginning with the whole confusion. I had to have you say the medical term.
That's
And then
fine.
they just want us to confirm it just so I don't say it to you first. And then I do thank you so much for your time. I'm so very sorry what you're going through in regards to the Depo-Provera because it could have very well caused a meningioma. But yeah, just be on the lookout for the call from the attorneys. And you have a wonderful day and thank you so much for your time.
All right, you do the same.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.